poor weather continues to prevent efforts to recover the bodies from a single-engine plane that crashed Sunday on Douglas Island in Juneau. A helicopter with state troopers on board tried again today to access the steep site at about the 3,100-foot level of Mount Ben Stewart near Eagle Crest Ski Area. It was the fourth attempt in 3 days. Troopers say the cloud ceiling was still about 500 feet lower than they need to recover the bodies. They will try again tomorrow if the weather improves. 77-year-old Charles Luck and his wife, 51-year-old Liping Tang Luck, were flying from Hoonah to Juneau early Sunday morning when their single-engine plane crashed. Their bodies were found Monday in the wrecked fuselage. Low clouds, fog, and rain enveloped the treacherous terrain, making it difficult for the team of mountaineers and investigators to reach the site. National Transportation Safety Board investigator Clint Johnson says the Cessna 182 is in a dangerous spot. He says recovery will be very challenging.
Unfortunately, this airplane was pretty well fragmented. The main fuselage is at the top of the hill, the engine, the prop, and some various pieces actually went down about a 500 to 1,000-foot cliff.
After troopers recover the bodies, NTSB crew will haul the debris off the mountain and begin reconstructing the plane in a Juneau aircraft hangar for investigation. Johnson says they strive to get 100% of the airplane off the mountain. He says investigators are listening to air traffic control tapes and conducting interviews. Luck had contacted the Juneau Airport tower about 10 miles out and was not heard from again. Johnson says small aircraft like Luck's Cessna do not have flight data recorders. Charles Luck was a physician's assistant in Hoonah. He had just started working in June at the Hoonah Health Clinic, run by the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium.